Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Angel Manguel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Epstein for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Angel Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manguel for the out. Bando moves to second. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Holt reaches second base with a double. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Oliva steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Holt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Holt reaches second base with a double. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rowland now pitching. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holt scores. Perry moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 1 in the game. Manghul hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Holt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cardenas fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Patterson now pitching. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Patterson. Carew moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reese hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Braun now playing third base. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Twins. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Epstein for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 2 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing shortstop. Rick Monday now playing center field. Bob Locker now pitching. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 4 in the game. Nettles is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holt, who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Epstein for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.